Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We got a game coming up on Sunday. We got a game coming up tonight. Cavaliers trying to make it 14-0, but we also have a fight tonight. Not between Lyme and I think we know who would win that. If it were no holds barred, who would win? Would you win?
Oh, you think I'd bring in a foreign object?
Yes. I think you would walk into the place with a foreign object in your hand and then a foreign object somehow on your person.
I always see him putting rolls of quarters around the studio.
Yeah.
Like he's just ready in case. To
go. If it were no holds barred, I think Lyman might get me.
I bring the sand. The sand is the
of
best.
Of course.
Because
it's ceremonial.
But you don't have to be precise with the sand.
You'd give it away because I think you'd come in dressed as Mr. Fuji. So that would be the difference. Who, according to Pony, had a torrid love affair with a neighbor of his growing up. Yeah.
Now that's a neighborhood I want to live in.
Yeah, exactly. He said he would see Mr. Fuji going over there. I'm like, are you sure it was Mr. Fuji? Are you sure? Oh, yeah, it was Mr. Fuji. Because they were only in town when wrestling was in town. I go, okay, that's...
That's amazing.
I don't know why you'd make that up, Andrew, so I guess I'm going to have to just believe you, because no one would just make... If you said Slick was coming over, maybe I wouldn't believe you, but since it's Mr. Fuji,
yeah,
I'm going to go ahead and take your word for it.
Certain stories that, even as outlandish as they seem, yeah, they can be so outlandish that you're like, that has to be true.
You're like, why would you make that up? Who would make that up? Why would you bother making that up? It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, we will get the Fairview Park update coming up here in a little bit. However, there is a fight tonight. Mike Tyson taking on Jake Paul. They will be boxing. They will be 8 rounds at 2 minutes. They are 14-ounce gloves. You have a 58-year-old man who has ulcers and what seems to be a bad ticker taking on a 27-year-old athlete who just started boxing a couple of years ago. Now, is it him or Logan that does the WWE?
Logan.
Logan does the WWE. Yes. I got to tell you, they're both great athletes.
They're great athletes, yeah.
Didn't they both wrestle? Were they both wrestling?
Yeah, I think Logan was the better.
Was one of them supposed to play football at OU, Ohio University, and may have done it for a year?
I've heard so many stories. Well, Logan went to Hollywood and Jake followed. I don't think Jake was out of high school yet.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
But, you know, who knows? You've heard 8,000 different things.
I get them mixed up. I have no idea. So there's a fight tonight, and online it's different. On your betting apps, it's different. But, man, I walk around, people are bringing up the fight, and they're going, is Mike Tyson going to kill him? Is Mike Tyson going to kill him? Mike Tyson's going to, like, could he die in the ring? And I'm going, guys, he's 58 years old. He's got a bunch of ulcers. Did you see the last time he fought at 39 years old? Now, he fought a trained boxer, but the guy was still a journeyman. I go, I'm afraid Jake Paul's going to beat the brakes off that old man. I hope I'm wrong. I think some people are either, A, living in the past, Anthony, or, B, it's wishful thinking.
Yeah, because they want the Paul brothers. They don't even know which Paul brother it is. Any member of the Paul family, they want to lose, and they want to do it in humiliating fashion, because how have they done this? How have they been able to use... It started with Vine, then the YouTube fame, then the celebrity boxing route, and they've carefully... curated the opponents over time to be like, oh, here's the UFC guy that was one of the worst boxers in the UFC. Let's put him in there that has no knockout power. Okay, and the thing is, like, it would seem that Jake has enough chops. Like, he's not one of the top 100 fighters in his weight class, like boxers in his weight class, mm-hmm. right? Probably not even top 150.
Well, he's fighting tomato cans,
but he's reputable enough. They say he has a right hand that is pretty vicious, and he's clearly a good athlete. He's been training like a real boxer, so he's got enough ring time now that the mismatch here is this Tyson's age. Like, if it were 10 years ago,
yeah,
you'd pick Tyson.
Yeah, I have no doubt that any one of the Paul brothers could go over there and kick the bleep out of the guy working at the Take 5. What I'm saying is, like, could he beat a trained boxer? Well, Mike Tyson is a former world champion, but he's 30 years older than this guy. 31 years older than this guy. So I fear, if anything, I think I'm fearing for Mike Tyson. I don't think Mike Tyson's going to get killed by Jake Paul, even though I think Jake Paul said literally he wants to kill him, which is not necessarily in the spirit of good sportsmanship.
That's exactly in the spirit of what they want for this fight. They wanted these guys to look like lunatics, crazed lunatics, sell this fight.
They got it.
And they got some antics yesterday. I mean, in the first video that I saw, Mike Tyson's up there in a very, very revealing, like, not even a Speedo. He's wearing flat-out underwear from the 70s.
Let's take a look at this.
You got to take a look at it. There's no way you don't take a look at it. And he looks in great shape. By the way, is there drug testing at all? I'm just asking questions.
I'd imagine not.
So
we don't need to ask that question, do we?
I mean, that's the fact that this is sanctioned by an athletic commission shocked me to begin with. That's why I asked, was there going to be drug testing involved with this? So he slaps. He does a very out of nowhere slap, which people are saying out of nowhere. This was totally scripted. It might have been. He slaps him in the face. And Jake loves it. He totally embraces it.
Jake Paul's reaction here. Do we? Go ahead.
Mike Tyson, I thought that was a cute slap, buddy, but tomorrow you're getting knocked the f*** out. I'm f***ing him up, Burial. I'm f***ing him up. He hits like a f***. It's personal now. It's personal now. He must die.
I don't believe any of this.
No, of course not.
I don't believe that.
Of course not. That's the only thing that's missing in this, because he's had some genuine fights where both guys wanted you bought it. You totally had the buy-in. This is not that. This is they're just fighting because they're making a lot of money. Even though they were in the other fights too.
Yeah.
But you felt a hatred for some of his battles, because he was going up against guys at the UFC that had cut promos before, that knew what they were doing. Tyson's just he's not even in the crazy zone I wanted him to be in. With all that said, I'm still going to watch it. I'm going to be at home. The kids are going to be asleep. It's on Netflix. There's no barrier to watch this. We pull up Netflix every night, so it's the easiest thing in the world to pull this up tonight. And he'll probably fight around 11, 11:30, right after the Cavs game. Cavs game will be over. It'll be perfect. So Cavs are going for 14 in a row, and then move it over. There's like 8 fights on this undercard, so they'll probably end up fighting 11, 11:30 because it's in Dallas.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking forward to it in a weird way. Even though I said 4 years ago they started talking about this, because I was doing a show on CBS Sports Radio
about Mike Tyson,
where
Jake
they
Paul?
First talked about it, and I'm like, this should not be sanctioned. He's going to get killed. Well, after 4 years later, I mean, we've had time to think about the consequences of this, and everybody seems fine with it. And I think they said he's going to make $40 million, Tyson's going to make $20 million.
We had celebrity boxing at one point. I mean, Tanya Harding was out there fighting people. Didn't Manute Bol fight somebody mm-hmm. on Fox one time? Like
Spud Webb?
Webb.
He fought the fridge, didn't he?
No, did he?
No, he fought the fridge. Oh,
he
goodness.
Fought somebody big.
They were all bad. None of those fights were ever good.
No.
They were all terrible. They were all wearing headgear. I thought this would have headgear. It's not. So they're going to let him fight. Now, the gloves are different.
14 ounces.
Yeah, they're 14 ounces. What, sparring gloves?
Big gloves.
Yeah, Manute fought the fridge.
Wow. That is a...
Joey Buttafuoco fought China.
Are you kidding me?
In this day and age...
What year was
that
this?
That would be amazing. In this political climate, that would be incredible.
2002?
Well, we went to a weird place at one time in this country, didn't we? Joey Buttafuoco fought China.
Oh, by the way, those fights... were on Fox.
And they were.
The Murdoch family was loving every minute of
Anywho.
It.
Tonya Harding fought Paula Jones.
I remember that. That's the one we're talking about.
Okay, no, the one I remember is Screech and
Paula Jones.
And what was the
Danny Bottaducci?
No. Oh. Horshack? I think it was Horshack.
Maybe it was.
I think it was.
It was Horshack.
And that's the thing, is Jake Paul, is he a celebrity boxer that would be like the best celebrity boxer ever?
Yeah, yes.
That's
he's fighting
what he is,
MMA
right?
guys
yes.
in boxing. So yeah, he would it, like
he's
if he
fighting
were on,
guys with chops.
If he were on that card of the Fox celebrity boxing card, yeah, he'd beat them all up. He'd beat them all up. There would be no doubt. This, I just think a lot of people are like, I think it goes to show you how low boxing's gone in the general public. Where, like, if it were a Floyd Mayweather fight back in the day, like, yeah, they're paying attention to it. Really, a lot of other stuff. And every sport needs people who love it. So, to the boxing people out there, to the Sean Porters out there, I'm sorry. But it's like, I think a lot of people, they saw Mike Tyson bite Evander Holyfield's ear, and they just stopped watching it. Because I think a lot of people just think of Mike Tyson as the Mike Tyson we remember. You know, the black trunks, knocking people out in 30 seconds, mm-hmm. people gathering. I remember my dad, the family members all going over to houses and stuff like that. Like everybody would go over to Mike Roma's house back in Perry to watch Mike Tyson fights. Like that, I think that's where people are remembering Mike Tyson from. And it's like, well, he's 58 years old now, guys. Like this is an older gentleman who's fighting Jake Paul again, who's 27 years old. Feels like he's 50 years old himself because he's been in the media for as long as I can remember.
Was Mike Tyson in 1988, 89, was he was always called the baddest man on the planet, even though when you look back at his actual matches, it's a little dubious at times.
What do you mean?
He was definitely set up for success. Like he had some good, don't get me wrong, out of prison it was a total joke. Like I think Lennox Lewis actually, they paid him to step away so that they could build up Mike Tyson again before he got to Evander Holyfield, before he got to Lennox Lewis.
Well, like
because they knew at that point he wasn't good enough.
Trevor Burbick was the heavyweight champion when he beat him back in what, 86? 86.
It was
here.
A rough time.
He was 20
though.
Years old.
Yeah, that was considered a very rough time for that weight class in boxing. So
Larry
that's
Holmes.
That's why people will say he never truly
Spinks
was beating the best of the best, but he was the guy that I was going to ask you, like in 1988, 1989, was he as big as anybody? Was he as big a star in the U.S.?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, people have got
yes,
to understand how gigantic he was.
Yes, he was.
And that just won't ever happen again for a boxer. That's why fans would rather watch boxers they know that aren't even really good at boxing get together and match up than they would the best in the world at this. It seems like they don't care about who the best in the world at actually boxing is. They'd rather watch guys they know box, which is crazy.
Francois Botha, remember him? Oh, my God. Andrew Galata.
Mm-hmm.
Then Tyson failed a drug test. That was a little rough. Then Lennox Lewis, as you said, and then it all went kind of to hell.
And Lennox Lewis is so outclassed him. Like, was just so much better. The reach was... I'll never forget those fights. I remember that was my sister's friends. They were all 9, 10 years older, and they had huge... They had 20, 25 people over for every single one of those fights.
You going to stay up for this one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen, like I said, they made it easy as ever before. It's Netflix, around 11, 11:30 probably, maybe midnight, who knows. Watch it, go to bed. I don't think it'll be very long. I think they'll give them two rounds because they'll feel like, hey, people are wanting to see something here. Well, unless one of them just gets knocked out, immediately.
Since it's on Netflix, can't I just go back tomorrow and watch it in the morning?
Yeah, well, this will probably be an 8 a.m. fight for me.
It'll be on Twitter immediately.
Yeah. Well, it will be, but if you try to avoid it, like I told you this, there's a coach on Axel's team who is such an Ohio State fan, he got mad. We were at a playoff game, one of ours, because we're that good. This is before Ohio State won. Okay. We're at a playoff game. Well, there we go. We were at a playoff game, and he got mad because they were announcing the Ohio State score, during timeouts and stuff like that. They were announcing it, and he got mad because he wanted to come home and watch it.
I tried to do that with a Browns game one time, coming off a flight. They're playing the Steelers, and I'm like, phone's off, not checking texts. I'm literally going to get home, watch the game so I can talk about it tomorrow. And immediately we get on the shuttle bus off the airport to get to the parking lot. Someone goes, oh my God, Baker just threw another interception. I'm like, oh my God, I already know.
That's what's difficult. Imagine, again, a couple weeks ago, I get in the car, I got the boys, and I hear Siciliano, that's sack number 6 on the day, and I'm going, all right! Browns are down by 17. How? It's always the worst when you get in, and you're like, oh, you think you're going to get something good, and it ends up being really bad. Yeah. But yeah, you get to watch the Cavs tonight, and then you get to watch Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. And then you get to go to bed.
And the only thing that sucks is the Stipe fight's getting no run. It's getting no publicity.
That's tough. Poor Stipe. How old is he now? 42, 43?
42.
He's taking on John Jones. I just figured, honestly, to be frank with you guys, I just didn't feel that that fight would ever happen. I didn't think that John Jones could stay clean enough.
I'm still kind of skeptical that it's going to happen.
Honestly, yeah. I'm really surprised. Like, I know Dana White sits there and talks about him being, like, the greatest fighter ever, and that's great. But I'm like, man, every time I get excited to see a fight this guy has, he's on dope again. So
we'll find out. They do the real weigh-in at the hotel with, like, no cameras or anything. They do the weigh-in. If he gets past that, we'll be in good shape. We'll actually have a fight.
Okay. So there will actually be a fight maybe tomorrow if, you know... John Jones stays off the gas.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, time to buckle down. We got Browns football on Sunday.
Hell yeah!
It's time.
Hey, this is must win or jobs are on the line.
Apparently.
Gonna fire your ass if you lose to the New Orleans Saints,
buddy boys.
Wouldn't
that be crazy if they actually did, and then the afternoon show is like,
Well, you remember, who was it? An Oiler, Houston 93, that document. Bud Adams walks in and goes, guys, you don't win it. We're gonna make some serious changes.
I love that.
Okay, all right.
Maybe they'll do that as part of the reality show. We'll get Hard Knocks.
Could you imagine that? I walk in as the owner of the Browns. They're getting ready to go. All right, guys. Hey, guys, just want to tell you, especially you, you don't win this game down here, your ass is fired. Now go out and get them. Walked out.
Now, would you get fired up? Would it work? How many times could you go to that well?
Well, the thing is, if you lose a game, you got to fire him. You got to be a man of your word.
Would you reserve a hotel on Bourbon Street for Sunday evening, just in case?
That's not a bad idea.
So you're already prepared.
People say
the food. We'll celebrate like kings.
Dang, everybody thinks of the French Quarter. People say it's some of the best food in the country. I have to go down there just for
every
that.
Every city says they have great food.
Some of the best, Kenny.
Every city says they have great food.
All those chef shows, they act like New Orleans is just different.
Temecula, California thinks they have great food.
Might be. Meanwhile, Ken Dorsey, offensive coordinator for now of your Cleveland Browns. He was excited to talk about what's in store for the second half of the season and if there's any pressure.
The only thing I'm focused on is this offense operating at a level that we want to get it to. And that's all I'm worried about. I'm just worried about our guys and competing and going out and executing at a high level and controlling what I can control, just like I want my players to do. I want my players to control what they control. Go out and give me everything you got.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not during the week in preparation, let it fly on game day.
It's obviously a lot of the built-in football cliches there.
A lot of, I'm not going to answer your question. Here are things that I can just
honestly,
throw into
the... Honestly, it just went through one ear and out the other.
Yeah, I do wonder when you're a losing team, there's nothing you are really going to say when you're at this stage of the season. You're a forgotten team around the league. Nobody's talking about the Browns, and maybe these guys are just like, all right, don't make waves. But, man, this team's just done a very poor job of being able to communicate to fans any of what they do. And I know you can always make it worse. By saying stupid stuff, you could always make it worse. So maybe they're erring on the side of caution. But maybe it starts with Stefanski, because as we know, Stefanski does it. Andrew Berry, we had an Andrew Berry press conference right before the bye week. What did we unearth? The only thing we unearthed is that me and you were in agreement. They do not seem all that committed to Deshaun Watson. But we had to read tea leaves to get there. It's not like they came out and said anything, nor did I expect them to. But there are coaches around the league that feel a little more comfortable in their skin sharing stuff. Like, what's going on in Detroit? I mean, that head coach seems to have no problem communicating with its fans, and the fans are eating up every second of it. Nick Sirianni, who we thought was going to be fired.
And Nick Sirianni has a lot of problems communicating with folks.
But he talks. He says what's on his mind. Do you ever feel like Stefanski, Andrew Berry, in this case, Ken Dorsey? And the only one is probably Jim Schwartz.
No.
He's probably the only one. Speaking of Jim Schwartz, it's been a long time since we played a football game, but there were some key breakdowns in that game. One that led to the easiest touchdown you will ever see. And Justin Herbert taking advantage of that. Here's Jim Schwartz.
Now, one was just really poor execution. We got a little bit squirrely trying to make an educated guess on where the ball was going instead of just executing our part of the scheme and doing our job. When it's all said and done, communication is my responsibility. That's something we haven't had a whole lot of. We take a lot of pride in keeping everybody on the same page, but we broke down there and we paid a dear price for it.
It stinks, Kenny, because this defense has looked dominant again at a lot of times this year. But then they have this Achilles heel where they just gift teams touchdowns. And I try to watch as much football around the league. There's a breakdown in every game. I mean, there's definitely a breakdown in every game, especially with as often as teams throw the football. There are breakdowns. I don't see those breakdowns leading to guaranteed easy gift touchdowns the way our breakdowns do.
No, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Before, a couple years ago, it would have been 2021, if I'm not mistaken. There was a bunch of miscues in the secondary because I think guys were playing hero ball, trying to get interceptions. And it would lead you to believe that they would do it here because they only have one interception, which is unbelievable. Defense that's supposed to be this good only has one pick. I think it's a mix-up. I don't know. They're getting crossed up. Maybe they're trying to play some cover two, and they end up having a one-and-play man. And again, no one has ever accused these guys of not being man secondary players. I mean, they are man corners. That's what they want to play. And at times, they're going to get burned if they try to go play cover two or they try to go play, you know, any sort of zone defense.
I mean, how many times did we sack Herbert in that first half?
Six.
Holy
then we didn't
cow.
Sack him again for the rest of the game.
But you know, the first half, you are playing the field position game. You're beating them up. You're really imposing your will. And that's getting back to the Browns' defense of last year. And then you just say, here's a touchdown. Oh, here's another touchdown for you. And it felt like it wasn't earned. It felt like the Chargers didn't do anything to earn it. So wide open guy, and Herbert happened to have time on that throw and just, I mean, no quarterback would have missed that. And that's how bad it was. Yeah. All right, David Njoku, last year had his breakout year. 882 yards. He had the 6 touchdowns. And it got a lot of us excited about what's to come this year, coming into the season. And it's been a disaster. He has 255 yards, like you said, this week, battling injuries. And they just don't seem to be targeting him the way that maybe he had been targeted in the past. Remember, he really came alive in those Flacco games last year. Well, here's Brian Baldinger, who joined 92.3 The Fan and had this to say about Njoku.
For a long time, I thought Njoku was underused. Then he got paid, and he had a great season last year. And then this year, he seems to be that guy that used to play in Cleveland that they didn't pay any attention to. I don't know why, when you have a tight end that runs like that, that has the size, that you never have to take off the field because he's a decent blocker. Like, why anybody can't get him the ball? There's ways to get the ball to the tight end. I don't care what offense you're in. And so whether it's tight end delays, tight end dumps, tight end stick routes, like there's a million ways, man or zone, that you can get the tight end the ball. And they just seem oblivious to that.
Now, I remember that was on the afternoon show yesterday. I remember in us having a very, very good back and forth conversation about the talent of the Browns. Njoku's name came up, and I said, look, we like David Njoku. We think he's really good. What do people around the league think of him?
I think they think he's a freak, and I think that they would love to get him in a second.
Well, so Brian Baldinger agrees.
That's why I think he was a trade partner, or now, that's why people were talking about trading for him.
Now, when we had Zach Jackson on last week, he told us some things that were a little more uncomfortable about Njoku, showing up overweight, maybe not looking as fast as he has in the past. Like, where is his career going to go from here? Because he's been in the league a long time. His best season's 882 yards.
I think right now I think it looks like a lot of untapped potential is what I think it looks like. And that is a scary thing to say about a guy's career.
Like, he's playing with a bunch of quarterbacks.
Yeah, and there's probably a lot of guys who have played receiver for the Browns in some fashion, tight end, who felt that they've had a lot of untapped potential because of the quarterbacks they played with. But if you go over the entire history of his career, you know, the wrist injury, this injury with the ankle, whatever Zach said is whatever Zach said. Not that I disrespect what Zach says. There's a lot of untapped potential there. A lot of coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Do you think if he went elsewhere, he could blow up?
He would be the guy that I think if you put him in a Chiefs uniform, all of a sudden it'd be like, my God.
Oh, that's a great...
Here we go.
Well, it's not a great thought, but that is a great point.
If he played for the Buffalo Bills, Lord almighty, and I think we'd be just sitting there staring at the TV going, why? Why? Oh, yeah, that's because the quarterbacks have been bad. That's why.
Quick final note before we go. The Rays have announced they are leaving. They are leaving their stadium, the one I just drove by last week, and said, I don't think they can play baseball there this year.
Let's play two. Great line.
They are going to instead play in Tampa at George M. Steinbrenner Field. And we were talking about that before the show. And before I even got Steinbrenner out of my mouth.
Yeah.
The part-time Yankee fan, how many games have you been there?
Three. I went there about 10 years ago for a spring training trip.
How many times have you been to the Guardians spring training?
Two.
Okay.
Wow. I did not expect. You thought you had
I thought
them,
it was zero.
You thought you were zinging them.
Do we have to fact check him?
How
Do
old were you when you went on this trip?
Like 14. To the
Oh.
Yeah.
See, when he said spring break, I thought he was like in college going to spring training.
Oh, no. Yeah. That was me and my dad and my grandpa.
Yeah, that makes sense. 14 years old. That's right,
but three Yankee games in spring training, two with the Rays. Or excuse me, with the Guardians. Who's he a real fan of?
Oh, he's a real Yankee fan.
That's it for
my last. He just doesn't want to admit it on the air. Next year, I am convinced they're going to take a quarterback in the first round. But I don't want to turn it and manifest it into my idea. If there's not a good quarterback, then I guess I just don't want to take a quarterback. At least that's what I want to tell myself. I want to be open to all things. But, Tone, am I open? Should I be open to Jameis Winston in 2025? Can the next eight games convince you that he could be the starter? Can he make the case to be the starter in 2025? 216-474-0092. Go.
He can definitely make that case to a lot of people. I am not one of those he can make the case to. I am close-minded on this. I want nothing to do with Jameis Winston as the starting quarterback next year, and I certainly don't want a quarterback room that is the exact same as this year's quarterback room coming into the season. I think that would be deflating to Browns fans. I think that would be a very, very tough sell to season ticket holders. No thank you.
So then you're not, there's nothing he can do.
No, no. He's started
you would
over
just move,
80
move
games in
on.
His NFL career.
Yeah.
I do not think this is going to go the way of Geno Smith or even Sam Darnold, who
are
is starting
watching,
to leak a little bit.
All right. Now, to play devil's advocate, as you would say, are you watching college football a lot?
Yeah.
I imagine you
oh, yeah.
are. Does any one of these guys here, I mean, right now you're drafting third. Does any one of these guys tell you that you want to go up to the booth and give them the card
all,
and turn
so
it in? And,
they all have warts. They all have the ability, though, to get better.
That's Jameis, with every rookie quarterback. James,
right?
That's nothing.
But Jameis has no ability to get better.
Do we believe that
Jameis,
these guys will be as
I've
good as
seen,
Jameis?
I've seen Jameis. Yes, I do think. I do think quarterbacks right now. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, go back to his college career.
And say Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah,
I said these guys.
But I'm saying that's the reason. Nobody was saying Patrick Mahomes was a guaranteed going to be great. Nobody was even saying he was going to be good. Like, there was hope. There was like, he has this skill set. He has this skill set. He definitely has a ceiling. I think all these guys, I mean, Milroe has a ceiling that could be pretty high.
I don't want Jalen Milroe.
Okay, nobody
I'd rather have Jameis Winston.
No way.
Yes.
No way, because with Jameis, there's no hope. there's hope with a rookie quarterback.
There is hope. There's hope I can take one in 2025 or 2026 then.
You're just trying to put it off.
Yeah, I'm not making Jameis Winston a full-time starter and giving him a three-year, $100 million contract or anything like that. I would then just extend Jameis Winston. Hey, if he plays that well, then he might play himself right out of Cleveland, but let's not put carts before horses here. I would still want him to then start next year and then see what we would do. If the choices came down to Jalen Milroe or Jameis Winston, I'm just going to take Jameis Winston and take my chances. I'm going to have fun some Sundays. I'm going to rip my hair out some Sundays.
Do you think Sean Payton would rather have Jameis Winston or Bo Nix? The reason I'm asking is because Bo Nix coming out, you would have said the exact same thing. I think Denver fans are much happier with Bo Nix right now than they are Jameis Winston.
I'm sure they are.
I think Jameis Winston is just a non-entity to get fans excited.
Bo Nix, Jameis Winston is a non-entity to get fans excited. Okay, but they'll get excited about any draft pick that
sure,
they take.
Yes.
I'm looking for who gives me the best shot to win over the course of time. So if you're giving me Cam Ward hold on.
You'd rather win with Jameis next year?
No, listen to me
that
for
just
a damn
kills your
second.
Draft pick.
Listen to me for a second.
Well, it's just not logical.
Can I say something here?
Yeah.
I am still in the camp of taking a quarterback in the draft. That is my opinion. You gave me Jalen Milroe. That is not a quarterback I want to take. I'm not just taking any quarterback. I am going to listen to Cam Ward. I am going to listen to Shador Sanders. I will listen to Garrett Nussmeier and maybe a couple others, but I'm not sure how far that's all going to go. And maybe there's another one I'm not thinking about. It ain't going to be Jalen Milroe. I don't want him. They'll probably get him, and then I'm going to have to deal with that. I got nothing against the young man. I'm just very skeptical. It feels very running back playing quarterback, and he shouldn't be I don't believe that he's going to make a great NFL quarterback. I believe Cam Ward, even though he's
Lamar Jackson.
Whoa. Hey,
very wide receiver playing quarterback.
I'm serious about that. Don't you do that.
Why are you
kidding? Don't you do that.
Why are you kidding?
No, because you know what people accuse Bill Polian of, and you're not going to accuse me of that.
But I'm saying,
stop it right now.
I don't understand why you're getting so mad about
that. You know what people think about Bill Polian because of what he said.
What? That he got it wrong? That he's a wide receiver?
Oh, no, there's something way worse about that. So you're not going to put me in that category. Don't you ever compare me to that guy.
I think it is far too early to say Jalen Milroe can't be a quarterback. I think you're being blinded by the same things that Bill Polian was blinded by.
I'm not blinded by
saying that great athlete that you're assuming can't get better.
I'm not going to sit here and be compared to Bill Polian. I'm going to tell you right now, I'll turn the mic off and walk out of the room.
I think that's laughable that you're being that offended.
I will be that offended.
By the most obvious of comparisons.
I will be that offended.
You saying Milroe is a running back, that's what people were saying about Lamar Jackson.
No, they're not. They were saying he was a wide receiver, and remember, I defended Lamar Jackson. I don't want to take Jalen Milroe.
Okay, is my answer.
Can you not accept that? Can we not move on?
We're having a grown-up conversation here, and you seem like you can't escape.
No, I think you're trying to put me in different boxes here that I don't want to be put in.
I am not. I'm saying that for you to put a cap on Jalen Milroe at this stage of his career to me is silly.
He's been a quarterback for the last couple of years, and it's silly as
Bill Polian putting a cap on Lamar Jackson. That was my comparison.
Well, I'm not.
I think that's an obvious comparison.
If you want to have a back and forth.
The most obvious comparison.
If you want to have a back and forth, I'm telling you right now, move on from the Bill Polian
thing. I think you are projecting something. So we can't talk Jalen Milroe ever again on the show?
No, we can talk Jalen Milroe. Don't bring up the Bill Polian thing.
It's a little bit too close to the sun.
Don't bring up the Bill Polian thing.
Why
that's all
that
I'm telling you to do. That's all I'm telling
you
to do.
I'm sure I can find another person who also thought he was not a quarterback.
I'm sure you can. But damn it, when I'm looking at quarterbacks,
I just told you it's a little silly.
It's not a pouty temper tantrum.
Like,
it's the truth.
We can be grown-ups and actually talk draft punditry,
it's not a pouty temper tantrum. It's the truth. So if you want me to tell you the truth, I'm telling you the truth. Don't make comparisons between me and that nut job.
Who else am I not allowed to talk about?
You could talk about a lot of other things. Don't make that comparison.
There are people that don't think Shador Sanders should even be considered for
and
the Browns.
I'm worried about who I could compare him to. I'm different from those people.
Okay.
But there's going to be people who don't want to take him because of his father. Which I guess his father could be a very big distraction for everybody involved, but, I mean, that's what you get. He's gotten better this year.
He absolutely would be. Now they're asking if it would be a tandem.
But I'm telling you, if
you want to put him on the coaching staff.
If you want to go, like, if people are selling me Drew Aller. All right, Drew Aller's a fine young man from the local area. I don't think he's ready. I wish he'd go back to college for another year. I'd rather have Jameis Winston than Drew Aller for next year because I think you're putting him in a bad spot. Jalen Milroe, can I say this without you?
Sure.
Okay. Jalen Milroe, I think, is a better guy to take the ball and run off with it than look down the field and throw the ball.
Well, right now he is. He is.
And when am I going to have the time to develop him to do that? So I'm not going to take Jalen Milroe. I told you the quarterbacks I'm willing to take high. That's the ones I'm willing to take. I'm not going to take Jalen Milroe, and I'm not going to take him number three overall, for crying out loud. I'd rather just go with Jameis Winston if that were the case.
And
take a good player around him and then build with someone else.
You did
which
say,
sucks, but I'd rather do that.
I get that. The problem is you did say you'd rather have Jameis and win with him. Well, if you do that, then you're taking yourself out of any of the great quarterbacks next year.
I didn't necessarily. Did I say win?
I thought you did.
Did I say win?
Just because, yes, Jameis.
If I said win, I take it back.
Jameis would be a much more responsible quarterback. Even it's funny to say that with Jameis. Would be a much more responsible quarterback towards winning games next year. I just don't think that puts you in a better light. That's why I'm so out on it, because I know where that goes. I know Jameis can win games in the NFL. I know he's better than any of these guys right now as a quarterback of an NFL team. But I don't think that pushes forward your football team.
Well, that part I agree with you. But I want the right quarterback, not just any first-round quarterback. And so if you tell me Cam Ward, hey, you know what? I know everybody don't like him because they lost the last game.
Yeah.
But I like Cam Ward. I know he's, 6 feet tall? All right, I can deal with 6 feet tall. I've dealt with 6 feet tall before. I like Cam Ward a lot.
He's pretty thick. I will say that.
He is thick.
About him, he is pretty much like, who we saw last night, quarterbacking for Philadelphia.
But I'm not just going to take anybody at number three overall. I want to take the right guy at number three overall. That's my issue. And if it came down to Milroe or one of the other, Aller or one of the other ones I mentioned, yeah, I'm just going to go with Jameis Winston next year and pay the fiddler, even though it would be a very boring offseason, I'll tell you that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.